Good morning. We are talking with the 79th Alice in Dairyland, Anastasia Poole. Welcome to being Alice in Dairyland.
Thank you so much for the warm welcome. Yeah, I'm about 2 weeks in now and time is already flying. So I'm very excited for the year ahead as the 79th Alice in Dairyland.
And of course, you were crowned back in May, and it's a really cool role that you have, kind of getting to showcase Wisconsin's agriculture impact, and then you kind of get to go around the state and just brag about Wisconsin Ag.
Yes, exactly. I was selected middle of May. I had a little bit of transition time to wrap my brain around the year coming up. And yeah, I will travel all across the state celebrating our $116.3 billion agricultural industry. So I'm really looking forward to it. The school visits, the media chats, really everything that's coming.
And talk just a little bit about your background and what made you decide to run for this position.
Yeah, so I grew up on my family's hobby farm in Port Washington, but spent a lot of time at my grandparents' nearby dairy farm. I was really active in 4-H and saw a variety of aspects of agriculture and discovered that's where my desire for the future is. I went to college at South Dakota State University, where I earned 3 bachelor's degrees in agriculture studies, as well as my Master of Arts in Communication and Media Studies. Following school, I was talking about the kind of career I wanted with some travel and consumer-facing events, as well as a variety of communication aspects. And Alice in Dairyland, she does all of that and more. So it's really just an honor to be in this role now. I am so excited, like I said, to celebrate all of Wisconsin agriculture, to connect with the people across the state, hear their stories, and learn every single day.
And you get to be an ambassador, like you said, for, is it $116 million Wisconsin ag industry?
$116.3 billion
with a B. So again, it's a wonderful role to have. We are going to talk about ice cream. Of course, it was very warm last week. We're going to talk ice cream now. And last week, perfect for ice cream. We've got a little reprieve from the heat this week. Talk a little bit about Wisconsin and their ice cream production.
Well, no matter how you scoop it, Wisconsinites love their ice cream. And we have a history of producing high quality ice cream and frozen custard thanks to the milk that comes from our state's roughly 5,000 dairy farms. Since we're coming off June Dairy Month, National Ice Cream Month is the perfect time to continue our celebration of dairy with our favorite frozen treats and show our support by buying local. And like you said, summertime is a great opportunity to chill out with local dairy foods such as ice cream and frozen custard, which are accessible, affordable, and great tasting.
And I saw this, one of your interesting things, you're always talking about ways to incorporate dairy into our diets and whatnot. You can use cheese to make your own ice cream at home. Explain how you can do that.
Yes, it's just another day in America's Dairyland using versatile dairy products to make delicious meals and treats. This month, I'm featuring a cookies and cream mascarpone ice cream. This is made with mascarpone cheese, one of the over 600 varieties, types, and styles of cheese crafted right here in Wisconsin. Mascarpone is very similar to cream cheese, but with a sweeter, more decadent flavor. A few other ingredients for this recipe include whole milk, vanilla, and of course, crushed chocolate sandwich cookies. This is a great option if you're looking to enhance your ice cream making skills.
If people want to find that recipe, where could they find it if they'd like to make their own mascarpone ice cream?
Yes. To help scream your support for ice cream, you can visit wisconsindairy.org/ice cream. You'll find the cookies and cream mascarpone ice cream recipe as well as other recipes, ice cream activities, the stories behind Wisconsin Dairy, and a way to find the local ice cream shops in Wisconsin. You can also celebrate National Ice Cream Month at home by looking for the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy or Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badges on all your dairy products to ensure you are purchasing genuine Wisconsin dairy and supporting our local farming families.
All right. Well, again, summer and ice cream are very synonymous with a good time. So thanks to Anastasia Poole, the 79th Alice in Dairyland, for joining us this morning to talk about ice cream. You have me hungry for ice cream now. I think that it's early or late enough in the morning, I can have some ice cream. So now that we're talking ice cream, there's never a bad time for ice cream. And we look forward to talking with you again in the coming months as you continue your role as the 79th Alice in Dairyland.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking more. And I have to agree, there's never a bad time for ice cream.
Never a bad time for ice cream. Thanks again to the 79th Alice in Dairyland, Anastasia Poole.